This episode is sponsored in part by Launch Darkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? Launch Darkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
Hello and welcome to once again rounding up what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Let's get into it. Amazon EFS integration with the new and improved launch experience on the EC2 console. Better late than never, I suppose. The EFS integration and the EC2 console launch wizard is a great example of what's possible when AWS service teams risk their jobs and budgets by violating policy to actually talk to one another. AWS Fargate now delivers faster scaling of applications. If it were really fast, then wouldn't it be a Neargate instead? Introducing the Amazon CloudFront Ready program. That's right, the CloudFront Getting Ready program, which races my toddler as far as how long will it take you to get ready to go with respect to latency. Join me on the couch because we're going to be here for a while. Accelerate Snowflake to Amazon Redshift migration using AWS Schema Conversion Tool. Until a post like this is written by an actual customer who's done it instead of a team of AWS employees, I won't accept that this is a real thing that customers are doing in any significant numbers. And I say this as someone who's planning to migrate some workloads to Snowflake myself, mind you. Develop and test AWS Glue version 3 jobs locally using a Docker container. It had somehow slipped my mind that AWS Glue 3 was available, but yeah, it came out last August. Enhanced AWS backup features for Amazon DynamoDB. You can now copy your DynamoDB backups across regions and across AWS accounts, move your DynamoDB backups to a cold storage tier, and add cost allocation tags to the backups. What you apparently still can't do is restore a table's data additively to an existing table without messing around with Glue or similar. Someday, maybe. Save costs by automating the start and stop of Amazon RDS instances with AWS Lambda and Amazon EventBridge. Save even more costs if you're AWS by not building a scheduling system into RDS itself, instead opting to make your customers all independently do the work themselves, and then charging them the EventBridge plus Lambda fees just to pour a little bit of salt into the wound. Frugality beats out customer obsession again.
Couchbase Capella. Database as a service is flexible, full-featured, and fully managed with built-in access via key value, SQL, and full-text search. Flexible JSON documents align to your applications and workloads. Build faster with blazing fast in-memory performance and automated replication and scaling while reducing cost. Capella has the best price performance of any fully managed document database. Visit couchbase.com/screaminginthecloud to try Capella today for free and be up and running in 3 minutes with no credit card required. Couchbase Capella, make your data sing.
Retailers, turn retail data into competitive advantage, specifically Amazon's competitive advantage. Using Amazon CloudFront with AWS Lambda as origin to accelerate your web applications. I am incredibly irked that there's no way yet that I've found to use a different CDN than CloudFront to reasonably provide custom domains to Lambda function URLs. And finally, using a scientific thought process to improve customer experiences. Amazon talking about improving customer experiences via a scientific thought process while having the front of their retail site veritably festooned with sponsored ads and knockoffs, the thing you actually want to buy, is exhibiting some real early 2000s at Google level of tone deafness when talking about human interactions. I just cannot take them seriously on this topic, no matter what I do. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. I will be at the AWS Summit in San Francisco this week, so if you're there, say hi. I'm very hard to miss.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.